Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Virari Jaya Radha Madha. Oh, something happened, but Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Punya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhupadat, 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 Shila Prabhupadat. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Radha Punya Vihari Radha Punya Vihari Radhe. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravara Chakacharya Astata Satasi Simadisti Vahing Grace Silave Charanaravinda Shila Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaja Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Iskon Founder Acharya Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol, All glories to the Yosemite Voris. All glories to the Yosemite Voris. All glories to the Yosemite Voris. All glories to Sisi Guru and Shigaranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Daskatya Devasatayani Hare Krishna. Can I have, please have a wristwatch, you will get it back. I only need, you have it?
Okay.
Oh my God. It's all right. Du bist ein Transzendentalist.
Nein. Du hast kein Vertrauen in mich. Ich gebe dir auch mal ein Zeichen.
Aber du bist ja eben Transental zu der Schweiz, das und zur Zeit. Yes, aber
I don't know what this is watching.
Exactly going. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. We have a little bit our discussions here. These discussions are going on since 30 years, I think. Since time immemorial. Rohini Sudha Prabhu is... just different conceptions of time. It's all right. Om Namo. Bodhidobha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
My dear devotees, today is our last opportunity where we sit together in this exalted Sangha, the Frushka Goranga Sangha. And the three of us want to give you our farewell messages. Because I have to personally go on a flight to Moscow and have not yet packed all my paper things, I will address you first and then rudely leave you. But please stay for what both Kadamba Karana Maharaj and Rohini Sutta Prabhu will have to share with you.
Zato što mene čeka let za Moskvu, zato što još nisam spakirala svoje papire, dokumente, sve što imam od knjiga, ja ću prvo vam se obratiti i onda ću nepristojno vas odmah napustiti i onda molim vas da ostanete jer vi ako ću otići, onda ću vam se obratiti kadama kanana Maharaj i onda mi se to pomoći.
Actually, I after him.
Okay,
so
in this
way he can speak longer.
I want to first start with the bad news and then the good news. The bad news is you have changed, but the world has not changed. You spend now 7 days, or some of you 9 days, others less days, in an association which was dedicated to the principles of spiritual practice. It was a lot. Yesterday, a new person who was at the camp came to me, and I asked, how was the camp for you? And although he was only 3 days here, he was breaking down crying. I'm accustomed to this, and not particularly, I keep my composure and just give a tissue paper. But I was interested, why are you breaking down crying? And the person said, my life, my relationship to my mother, my everything. And I said, just compose yourself a little bit. You are just crying because you have an overdose of spiritual input, and it moves in you. So it's good. Cry more, and afterwards you will see how much advancement you have made. When the human being is coming out of his comfort zone and enters the unknown territory, he responds in different ways, and a newcomer will be very emotionally stirred up. Most of us, however, are already on the path for quite some time, and we very much welcome even an overdoses of spiritual inputs into our life, because our heart is thirsting for that. Most of us miss concentrated Krishna consciousness in our life and are happy if we come finally to a place where we feel, where we can get something of that.
Većina nas zaista nedostaje koncentriranu svjesnost Krišne u svom životu i mi smo sretni ako možemo doći na mjesto gdje možemo upravo to dobiti.
And when we are in such an association where this practice can be had, our heart softens.
I ako smo mi u društvu gdje se tako stvar može dobiti, onda naše srce smekša.
And our heart opens more to that one relationship which is, after all, our most important relationship, our relationship to Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about personal retreats, not just the Frushka Goranga summer camp, in very interesting ways.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur govori o političkim povlačenjima na osam, ne samo događajima kao što su kamp Vrsta Gorana. To je veoma interesantno.
The devotee should make it a regular practice to spend a little time alone in a quiet place and concentrate deeply on the holy name.
Bhakta bi trebao napraviti kao redovnu praksu da se povuče na tiho mjesto sam i duboko se koncentrirati i duboko meditirati.
He should utter and hear the name distinctly.
On bi trebao da sluša, da govori i sluša sveto ime sa pažnjom.
So regularly Bhaktivinoda Thakura advises, go and leave the world. Become, as far as the world is concerned, alone.
I stoga Bhaktivinoda Thakura savjetuje redovno, napustite svijet i budite negdje na osami, znači sami, odiđite i napustite svijet što se tiče samog svijeta.
And go to a quiet place which is free from worldly distractions. And then concentrate deeply on the holy name, that means on Krishna. So, my dear devotees, you have now changed by this practice in the which is more powerful when it's done in the association of devotees. But the world is still the same. When you go to your respective hometowns, after some time, you will hear a knocking at the door. And you will think, oh no, I hope it's not him. And very timidly, you open the door of your perception. And who is before the door? Maya! But let us be a little bit more concrete here. Your old habits, which may not always be helpful for your spiritual development. So, it's very important to know these old habits, they form our life. We have two types of habits. Physical habits and mental habits. Physical habits is what we like to eat, how we eat, or how we sleep. I noticed when I was going in the night through the summer camp that some of you are snoring. That's a physical habit. And we have mental habits. The way we think, the way we respond to external stimuli and in relationships. For instance, my very exalted godbrother and Rohini Sudha Prabhu, we have a habit of lovingly quarreling. I would appreciate if he doesn't start doing my lecture first. Shalims, he says, you start again. I didn't do anything.
nisi počeo
planirati. This is called a mental habit. We always do it. We will even do it before the GBC. Hare Krishna. Even before Krishna. Habits are very strong. They form how we behave as persons in this world. In fact, they direct the music of our life. They direct our experience of life. So if you go back to your hometowns, the habits will also be there. And if you wish a new music in your life, a different experience, you have to change your habits. Now, there is a very interesting way to do this. Habits are usually formed over a period of 40 or so days. They are like clay bricks which are hardened by sitting in the sun. In India you can see this. The poor people just put some clay out in the hot summer sun, and then over a period of, I heard it's also 40 days, they are baked and become hard enough to serve as building materials. First they are very soft, and then after some time they become firm. To change the life is easy when you introduce a new habit in your life. And I request you to take a new habit, or a sankalpa means an intention to do a new habit, from this summer camp home. And practice this habit, new habit, regularly. And after you have practiced it for some time, it should be around 30, 40 days, you will see it's a firm habit. It's that easy. But it does take a little determination. I want to give you a personal example. I want to confess to you about something. I never smoked. Because I couldn't go through the period of forming the habit of smoking. It was too torturous for me. I started with 13 years because all my little friends started to smoke secretly. And I remember, no need of the detail, but I vomited. And then I tried a second time because they all said try. It's really difficult in the beginning, but you can do it. And I tried a second time, and the same reaction was there. So there was one friend who had passed through the 40-day period, Johnny. Johnny said, "You can do it, just stick to it." But after Johnny, after he tried for 1 week and it didn't work, he gave up on me. And I gave up on, and I never learned smoking in my whole life.
Johnny se trudio sa mnom 7 dana i nakon 7 dana Johnny je odustao od mene, digao ruke, a ja više nikada nisam pokušavao da učim pušiti i nikad mi nije to funkcionirao.
There are a few other things I have not learned. To use a mobile phone, I don't know also. And to use a computer, absolutely not possible. Because I never went through the period of forming a new habit.
Ima još par primjera stvari koje ne mogu učiniti. Na primjer, nikad nisam naučio da koristim mobilni telefon i nikad nisam naučio da koristim kompjuter, zato to je nemoguće za mene, jer ja nikad nisam prošao kroz taj period 40 dana kada se formira navika.
You all know mobile phone, and many of you how to use it, most probably.
Vi svi imate mobitel i većina vas zna kako da ga koristi.
You have formed a habit. You get goes ring ring and you know click click and everything works. You don't have to think about it.
I recommend you iPhone. You know, goes very
good. iPhone. I'm not so intelligent. So, my dear devotees. This example is just given to tell you how you have to go through a period of discipline to learn anything new. Now, in the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are 2 instructions which we should learn as a habituated, as a new habit. There are 2 simple things. If you can learn these by going through some discipline at the beginning and introducing them to your life, your whole life will become ecstatic and nectarian. These could become 2 very good habits. And they are not so difficult to learn as, for instance, to use one of these modern mobile phones. But they are more important to learn than mobile telephone. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about these 2 habits in his work Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, first chapter, no, it says one, first part, 7th chapter. Would you like to know these 2 things which you could make habits? Are you not afraid about this? No. But then would you like to try these 2 things when you leave the samakan?
You,
Well, Goranandini says, let me first hear what they are. Yes. I can read Goranandini's mind by now. Yes. Please listen very carefully. And then if you find favor in them, then you could do them regularly. In the teachings of Srimad Mahaprabhu, says Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there are two principal instructions. First instruction, developing a taste for chanting the holy names. Second instruction, displaying compassion for other souls. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in another work, my only hope lies in the limitless nectar of your holy name. So, my simple request is, try to be steady in your chanting of the holy name.
I moj jednostavan zahtjev jeste, pokušajte biti utemeljeni u pjevanju svetog imena.
Do it regularly and have a concentrated practice.
Radite to redovno i kada radite, onda budite skoncentrirani.
Put your life circumstances such that you have a distraction-free time to chant.
Uredite svoje životne okolnosti tako da imate vrijeme za mantranje koje je oslobođeno.
You could, for instance, apply the teachings of Kadamba Kanana Maharaj, the teachings of a sacred space. Maybe you would like to improve a little bit the altar situation at home, just make some nice, put some nice new pictures.
So, možda biste željeli da poboljšate situaciju na vašem oltaru od kuće, na primjer, da stavite neke nove lijepe slike.
Maybe you want to motivate yourself by buying a new cushion for your chanting practice.
Možda želite da se više motivirate tako što ćete kupiti novi jastučić za sjedenje prilikom mantranja.
In other words, get some trigger points. Which help you to develop this new habit of really a good concentrated practice of chanting. And the second thing I would like to say, do something for others. Maybe make regular Bhakti Sangha meetings. Take responsibility to organize these and maybe cook the favorite preparations of your guests who you invite. Or when you see someone goes through a rough period in his or her life, spend time with them. Take anxiety away from others. I can guarantee you, it will come back to you in a multiplied form. So, please make these two powerful habits in your life. And be prepared to apply some discipline. this habit will be challenged.
I budite spremni da primijenite discipline, zato što će kada budete stvarili tu svoju naviku doći do izazova.
So many devotees and friends tell me, oh, summer camp is very good, but I know after 7 days I'm exactly the same person I was before. You don't need to. If you take some clay with you from the summer camp, a new habit, and then practice this habit over a period of, you know, it depends, a month or more, it's flexible, obviously. And I suggest these two principal instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to work on those. I'm sure you remember the first instruction. Chant, but how? Yes. Is it your answer or the answer from the audience? No, I'm asking. Yes, thank you. We have now heard Amala Prema's answers. Well, the taste, that will come as a result. You can't say to me, Sachinanda Swami, chant with taste if I don't have any taste. Yeah. But you can tell me, Sachinanda Swami, you are too distracted. Sit down, give it your best for four rounds or so on, and then I will get taste. And then I will chant 8 or 16, 64 and beyond rounds. Whatever, yes. And the second? For my...
They are saying, do something for others.
Yes, do something compassionate for others. I want to thank you very much. It was a wonderful time with all of you. And I'm very much looking forward to the next opportunities where we can see each other. Please, now everyone stay. I just have to pack things and leave. And our next speaker will be Rohini Sudha Prabhu. Let us lovingly greet him. Rohini Sudha Prabhu ji ki.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. Sachinanda Swami ki.